In a world where you need audio heroes, several nerds will come together to fight for nerdkind. It's time for nerds to step up and unite. It's time for Crisis on Infinite Podcast.
Welcome back to the nerdy news you need to know throughout the week on iHeartRadio and podcast services around the world, because my name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you're officially listening to this Monday late evening episode of what, Kevin?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast, the spooky.
You know, it's funny. I got an email from Facebook like yesterday that said, now you can post your podcast directly on Facebook, but not today.
Not today. Not happening today. Who would have thought that Kevin's computer software not accepting pretty much anything anymore would be the dawning of Facebook not even working or Instagram today?
It's all connected.
It's all connected. Conspiracy, red yarns everywhere. Yeah, so we're coming at you with a late episode. We had some technical difficulties. That's totally okay. But hey, you get to hear both of us now. And you get to hear my Venom review today, which is going to be, that's going to be a time. I cannot wait for just 10 minutes of me and you, the people, listening. Because Kevin hasn't seen it yet, so he's going to go mute on that one.
But I've pretty much seen everything about the movie, and I'll probably wait till it's on FX on a random Saturday.
When it has the movies?
When it has the movie, exactly.
So it's going to be fun for that. Kevin's going to mute me, but he'll be able to see me. So, Kevin, I want you to see. Oh, that'll be great. I want you to tell at the end of this episode, what do you think I gave the movie a score out of 10 by the time we get to that?
That'll be fun. That's fun. It's a good exercise.
Yes, but we'll also be talking about Star Wars Visions episodes 7 through 9, wrapping that up. We'll be talking about the Galactic Star Cruiser in March, sort of all that Disney drama that happened this past weekend. And hyping up for something we have really cool coming out next week. But we kind of have to plan it now, and it's fun. It's got some orange, some black, some purple, and green. Whatever you think the primary Halloween colors are.
Also, we got Ravens and Orioles colors in there, so go Baltimore.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, you can always follow us at Infinite_Pods on the Twitters, really, today. Not really the Instagrams today.
Not this. Somewhere, is going like, ha, 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 ha.
All the power. So this is a very time-sensitive episode, so obviously you listen to those on Tuesday. Instagram and Facebook, I hope, are working by then. I hope. My God, if they're not, I am not going to work. But yeah, you can follow us on Twitter for now, at Infinite_Pods. Or Kevin, where can they definitely go that works right now?
Pod995.com/CrisisCrew.
I hope that works. Just don't let that be the next thing that follows as the website.
Yeah, occasionally you'll still see blogs from people that work at iHeart, and it'd be like, oh, sorry, our link's not working right now.
Because our station websites are through Amazon Web Service. I don't know. It's a technical thing that neither you or I understand. But when that goes down, like a lot of other things go down. I think Twitter goes down at the same time.
Yep, Skynet is definitely active at this point.
But Kevin, how was the first weekend of Halloween? Spooky season Halloween for you, fam?
Cool. I had a football game. I played through the whole football game without breaking my knee again, which
there
is great.
That's always a good thing. Ooh, I hit the mic.
Definitely felt a chill in the air Saturday morning. It felt kind of cool. Okay, fall is officially here. Okay, we're in this.
Do you guys do pumpkin patch or anything yet? Or are you waiting a little bit?
I think we're going to do it. That'll be this weekend, we're thinking.
It's so funny because you don't hear about pumpkin patches till the last weekend of September. Everyone's like, ooh, what is the best pumpkin patch on all the DMV where we record at? I'm like, why are we talking about it now? You should know it's the same one from last year is the best one.
It's a racket, too. There's a farm in Ellicott City. They literally just truck out, like, dump truck
they dump
loads of pumpkins.
And they dump their pumps. Like,
here you go, kids.
They dump a pump.
I think last year, because of the pandemic, we stayed in the house basically all summer. We went to, like, maybe 10 farms. I'm like, okay, I'm getting over this. I'm just tired.
10 farms is a lot. That's not, like, a little bit of amount. We went to, like, 10 farms. We stayed inside.
I went to one farm, actually. It was like a nighttime Halloween farm. They were playing like Thriller and like Halloween music the whole time. And I was not happy to be there, but I didn't want to see my wife's face. And then it starts arguing, so I took my Black Panther mask so you couldn't see my face.
So then I did the Thriller dance because I had to. I didn't like it, though.
it's just what Halloween. You do as a dad, I guess.
Spooky season. But Kevin, because it's Monday, we're going to learn even more about what you did this weekend with what you're watching. Obviously, it's not social media right now, unless it's TikTok. My God, if TikTok closes down right now, the world is in trouble.
What if TikTok's behind everything?
Ooh, I mean, everyone's flocking. Ooh. I keep seeing memes of Facebook and Instagram being down. But Kevin, what'd you watch over the weekend for what you're watching?
So We actually plan to go see Venom on Saturday, but then I told my wife, "Everyone watch, why don't you watch Ted Lasso?" So we watched one episode of Ted Lasso, and then I turned and watched the whole first season, and she loved it.
So you guys just watched season one, right? No season two yet.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
Yes, no season two yet, and she got the Lasso tears around episode seven. After six or seven, we had a panic attack, so she was like, "This show was so like I told you, it's great, right?" Relentlessly positive. I love it. Then other than that, I don't think I watched anything else special this weekend. Caught up on Titans. That's about it.
So when's that end? Yeah. Probably in a couple weeks?
2 or 3 weeks. I feel like they're reaching their crescendo now. I'm still not as in love with it as I was last season and season before, but it's still fine.
Well, it's interesting because we have the DC fandom October 15th. So 11-ish days from now, which that's all we'll be doing that one day. And it's funny because I have like Titans and obviously the Arrowverse stuff. I'm not ready for the Arrowverse to be back. I'm like, it's still like we didn't get any break at all, really, because Supergirl's still going. Even though we don't really talk about it, we will obviously like the final episodes. But like, I don't know if I'm like in the mind frame to be committing to another 8 o'clock. We'll watch it. I'm not ready for that.
Actually, on the 13th, I think Legends comes back.
Oh, no. And Batwoman, I think, too.
And Batwoman. Yeah. And then Flash is next month, I believe.
Okay, well, we got a little bit for that one. I think that's fine. I can play catch up on Legends in November. That's okay.
See, Flash is cool. I think Flash comes on like 5 weeks and then it's like Thanksgiving. So you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I think
then it comes back again.
I think it's, well, I mean, we'll find out in 10, 11 days. It's going to be like those crossover mini episodes. And then now, well, here's our full season. Here's the actual thing we're doing this year.
And that's going to help it out a lot, actually, because I think the crossover ones are always really good. And hopefully it'll wash that taste out of our mouths from the what were they called? Like the element villains from last year. It was like, okay, this is cool, I think.
Well, because last season didn't even end with a cliffhanger, right? It ended with just their vow renewal ceremony.
Yeah, it was like, hey, we're married, we're happy, yay. And then it was like, okay, see you next year.
Yeah. And this is a side thing. If you got to renew your vows like 3 years into your marriage, fam, that's not good. That is not good.
Well, to be in all fairness, an alien invasion interrupted the first one.
You know, and then multiple things happen every time. Then Oliver and Felicity try to come in and ruin your special side marriage.
I will never forget Felicity for that. Felicity, don't get me started on Felicity.
It's okay, Kevin. She's gone. It's fine.
they're both at the end of the world outside of time and they're fine. But still, dang it. Should have just been Canary. I don't know why they had to bring in Felicity.
What are you going to do?
So I'm sorry, I'm going on my tangent on Arrow, a show that's ended 3 years ago. What have you been watching, buddy?
So for me, sort of getting in the Halloween mood, watched Hotel Transylvania, the movies. Not gonna lie, like I used to hate on those movies, but they're pretty good. They were on the TV, the hotel in the DC when we were here for Intern John's comedy show over the weekend. Good, just like, I'm not paying for it movie, but if it's on TV, great. Same thing with the Goosebump movies, 1 and 2. They're both like, I'm glad I didn't pay for this, but you know what? Kids keep seeing the spooky season. I love to see scary things happening.
My daughter loves Hotel Transylvania. It's like
Which one
of her favorite movies.
Because there's four of them, right? There's a no.
She's seen I think she's seen the first two, maybe the third one. I'm not entirely sure.
The third one's The Cruise, and then I think there's about to be a new one, and that's the one that everyone's all like hubbubbed about because Adam Sandler isn't going to be Drac. It's going to be like his understudy, I guess, voicing him the whole movie.
Okay, unless there was a name to a lot of actors that do voice acting, you wouldn't know who it was anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure. I mean, that's the thing. Like, even if you're looking at Star Wars Visions, you don't know who's in Star Wars Visions until the end of the episode. And What If, you're like, oh, okay, cool, we got these people. We'll deal with them later.
And even with What If, you're like not sure if it's a person until you see the credits. It's like, what is that? What? No, oh, actually, it was. Wow.
There you go. Fun horror movie, I guess, watched on Sci-Fi / Made More Watch. We watched the Banana Splits movie. It's like a sci-fi original, came out a couple years ago. I heard a lot of good things about it. Oh, it was a typical sci-fi movie and commercials didn't help with it. But apparently, like, do you remember the Banana Split characters where they're like 70s-ish, like mascot looking characters that had their own like variety show?
I don't remember that. I have to Google that real quick because it sounds familiar, but I don't remember it.
And that's what kind of hooked me because I think like my parents made me watch an episode or two back in the day. Like, oh, we watched this as kids or whatever. But this, they're all robots. It's kind of like sort of like a Five Nights at Freddy, which is also being made into a movie. Lost the director of Chris Columbus, famed director of Harry Potter 1 and 2. Fun fact for you. But the mascots are robots. Once you see it, you're like, oh, yeah, I've seen that before. It was just, it was a sci-fi movie. It wasn't the best. So if you see it on sci-fi, If you want time to kill and tired of seeing Halloween Town for the 100th time, I guess you could watch it.
Oh, you know what? I did watch that new show on Apple TV Plus, too, Foundation. Watch the first episode of that.
And?
Pretty good, but it's deep sci-fi. Like, there's a lot of math.
So it's kind
of
like Expanse a little bit, where it's a little bit more deeper. Like, I think it's because they have to establish, like, a whole new world and all that, and that's not Star Trek or Star Wars related.
Yeah, it's basically about this guy who creates this equation that knows when this big empire is going to end and how long it will be before they get back to normal.
Is his name not Apocalypse? What is his name? What's his name?
Oh, Oh my gosh, he's in the Darkseid.
Darkseid, yeah. We were going Deathstroke. I was like, no, this is the anti-life equation.
No, it's not that. Actually, the guy that plays the scientist that comes with the equation is the bad guy from second Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, bad guy from second Sherlock. Oh, isn't Ronan in it too? Yeah.
What is that?
Isn't Ronan in it too, Lee Pace?
Yeah, he's in it too. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Hey, my Marvel connection. There you go.
It's a good show, but the first episode wasn't heavy on action, but it definitely puts you in this big sci-fi world. So I'll give it a shot, but it's not something I'm like going to tear through.
Are all the episodes out now, or are you watching on like is a weekly thing, like Ted Lasso?
It's a weekly thing. That's the only thing that is that kind of show where kind of like Loki. It's like I want all these now because they're so out there. I need to keep track of everything. So I think that may kind of damage its haul in the short run because it's going to be weekly. But I think watching them all together would definitely enhance your viewing experience.
All right. Well, interesting. So if you want to watch that, Apple TV, just go watch Ted Lasso or Mythic Quest. Those are probably the better shows on Apple TV right there. There was something else I was watching. Oh, I sort of went back into Star Wars Resistance. I don't know if I talked about this last week. Watching more episodes. Really appreciate it now because it's pretty much the same art style as What If. And I think that's why I'm like, oh. And they're at a point now it's actually pertinent to sort of the movies a little bit. So
what season is that in?
So season one, like once you get like to episode 13-ish, then it's like, okay, cool. Now we're actually like involving stuff that's normal Star Wars, not just we're on a base. We're doing weird pod that's racing. Cool. That's not pod racing. But so if you, it's like the one Star Wars show everyone kind of gives crap to. It's starting to pick up now a little bit. It's more entertaining. So this makes sense. Most of the Star Wars shows are like that.
They should do a pod racing animated show. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Not. They have done the video games. They've done that, which are good. Those are really good games back in the day. And you remember like the Chuck E. Cheese one where you actually got to control the pod with the little like lever? Oh.
That's actually what ruined the regular game for me because like I don't want to play on a controller. I want to go and be in my pod
racer. And then it was Anakin's little thing. And some of them had Sebulba's if you were lucky. If you were lucky, you got the Sebulba seat.
The one I went to too, it was one I think it was in, might have been in Potomac. I don't know. But it actually had the air thing that would blow you in the face. So it was like,
I smell Sebulba's sweat. It smells great.
But now they can do that now because it would just be full of COVID. You'd just be blowing COVID in your face.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But anyway, Kevin, now we've talked about what we've been watching. It's time for the news.
It's time for the news. And one breaking story is apparently my Uber is here, but I have not ordered an Uber. So this is definitely a spam text message that I'm going to block
Kevin,
right now.
You research that up while I talk about the first story, I guess. Star Wars, continuing the Star Wars trend. Galactic Star Cruiser officially has, I guess, a departure date, if you want to be sort of in the canon of everything. You can first board the Galactic Star Cruiser. I forgot what its name is officially in Star Wars. That's okay. I'll learn it eventually. On March 1st, 2022, it has a name. I know it does. I'm just like, I'm good. People just know it's the Star Cruiser.
I'll go with it because sometimes words aren't my friend.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. So it's funny because like Galaxy's Edge is called Batuu, but no one calls it. Most people call it, yeah, we're going to Galaxy's Edge, or saying, it's Star Wars land. Let's go to Star Wars land.
You and I know it's Batuu. Everybody else is like, no, I'm going to Star Wars land. Like you said, yeah, nobody calls it Batuu.
The real ones know it's Batuu. Batuu East and Batuu West.
Honestly, if you told me it was Tatooine, I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, I mean, not going to lie. That's why you just call it Star Wars land. You're fine. Did I also get I also got an Uber text. That's fun. So we're the same. but yeah, so they officially announced it. It was sort of like a real quick like Disney Parks update on everything right before October 1st, which was the launch of the 50th anniversary, which we'll get to in about 2 minutes from now, which is chaos. So starting on March 1st, 2022, is when the first guests will be able to board it for the 2 night stays, include going to Galaxy's Edge, being on the ship. You can book it starting October 28th, later this month. If you have like Vacation Club member, Disney Pass holder, Visa card member, which Kevin was almost one of those, the Vacation Club. Remember when we did that? Kevin was interested for 10 minutes.
I was. Then I found out like basically you can like backdoor buy vacation points through a couple sites. I was like, what's the point of getting a membership?
TikTok be helping you with that too. They're like, hey, why are you doing this? Bump it off somebody.
Exactly.
So you can book it a little bit earlier. They'll text you, I guess. It is a lot of money still. Just remember, it's like $1,400 a person for the two-night stay, which includes food and boarding and the park for a day. But yeah, so that's happening. We'll see if we will be a part of this or not. We will find out in probably the new year, closer to that.
If you're considering this, I'm going to remind you that you can go on a Disney cruise for 4 days for about $800 a person. So there's a kind of a value estimation thing, and you have better food, and you actually can leave the country.
Ant-Man's on that cruise now.
He is. I can't wait to see
on the new one.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Ghost is the villain. We've learned that. Other cool update they had before the parks opened on Friday is that, well, I guess it's sad, is Guardians of the Galaxy's Cosmic Rewind. The Guardians ride at Epcot. We knew it was happening. Kind of wondering it's going to happen in the Tron ride or not, because they didn't say anything about it. Not opening until 2022, which is fine. I mean, it's still the 50th anniversary or whatever, but if you wanted to go ride that this year, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, because this guy was excited about, oh, I'm going to Guardians of the Galaxy. Nope, 2022. Nope. And Tron ain't nowhere near opening because they just started testing the actual train.
I'm Googling quick Google search of the Tron ride. It's 3 months ago. Yeah, you're right. It says a month ago they were testing it, or 2 weeks ago they were testing it. So, I mean, maybe. They might have like an early let you in on the week you're going.
And all this work trying to lose weight so I can fit in these rides. But no, now I got to wait another year.
Well, now you don't have to worry, you know? Some of those rides, that's the thing. There's actually, did I tell you about this? There's this neat, it's a very niche YouTuber. I forgot what it's called, but it was always super good into Disney. All he does is he tests the rides to see. He's like a 3X guy, or maybe you told me about him. Yeah, you did. And that's all he does is his YouTube videos. Oh, I fit or I didn't. That's the end of the video. It's like 3 minutes of him time lapsing in the line and trying to get on the ride.
And he actually gives you like tips. Like, listen, if you're like me and you're a little big, what you want to do is push up on the thing with your feet, then pull it down. I'm like, I don't have that kind of body control to do that.
Also, my rib cage. I would like my ribs. But hey, just remove two ribs. You're fine.
Just back up about 20 yards and run into me.
But anyway, Tron probably won't be open. You'll probably get an update on that in probably like 2 weeks from now. But Kevin, it's Disney's 50th anniversary, or Disney World's 50th anniversary. And it was hell and chaos there. You saw it on TikTok or Instagram over the weekend.
Actually didn't see this. I heard like rumors about it on Twitter. I haven't seen any video though, but I did see one like free stream of rope drop, and it was like somebody put it on like Tonight We Dine in Hell, something like this.
Tonight We Dine in Hell.
But yeah, I actually didn't see any video of it though.
Yeah, so things I saw on TikTok, tons of crowds, low wait times though. Apparently everyone was in lines for the store. The stores were packed, people fighting for cups, and like, you know that 50th anniversary pin I got your wife when I was at Disney? People fighting over those pins now. Over those pins!
We planned ahead.
We planned ahead. They had it out early. But yeah, so if you're planning on going to Disney the next, for sure, month, by the time Kevin happens, goes, you know, knock on wood, hopefully be less busy than that. People are just going really just to get the merch and not go to ride the ride. So I saw a bunch of people like, oh, we're at Hollywood Studios. Rise of Resistance had a 10-minute wait compared to the 2-hour wait we talked about 2 weeks ago.
I'm actually looking right now to see what the wait is on Rise of Resistance.
All right, you do that.
It's 70. It's not normal.
So it's normal. It's the middle of the day. People have done their park hop for the Magic Kingdom, I guess. I don't know.
Update though, we do have our flights booked, so we are ready to go down to Disney now.
Now, do you have your tickets this time? Because remember last time you had to wait to get your ticket till you got there.
We have to have one quick meeting before we buy tickets because we want to make sure everybody knows what park we're going to each day. So we know, because when you buy the ticket, it's good for like 7 days. So we want to make sure that everybody's going to be down there in the same time frame to go with us.
Because they're still doing the, you buy your tickets, then you still need to make the park reservation thing, right? Like how I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which trips people up because like, oh, I bought the ticket. Why do I need? No, you need that too, because sort of their COVID thing, even though it really doesn't do anything.
Other thing I have to do is I have to reserve the rental car. And I have some help with that because apparently you only need to be 50 to have an AARP card. So I have an AARP card now.
Hey, old man Kevin over here going to see senior discounts at the movies.
Yeah, yeah. So by the way, if you didn't know this, Crisis Crew listener, you can just get an AARP card. You don't have to wait till you're 50. Just get it now. It's like $12 a year.
Oh, you have to pay for that? I thought you were just giving that because you're old.
They send it out to you when you're old. Like you, I guess what kind of national registry for like births, they send it out to you.
Your social security.
You don't have
that's
to.
That's what it's called. It's called your social security.
But yeah, like there's discounts on hotels and rental cars, auto service, some grocery things. I'm like, yeah.
Have you used it yet? $12.
I used it to get a hotel when we went to Great Wolf.
Now, did they question you when you popped up? And they're like, wait, that doesn't make sense.
No, they really didn't.
Because, you know, like hotels always check your ID when you check in or whatever. They're probably like, oh, their grandpa booked it. They're good.
I was like, I put the number in this, my card. I'm a valid member. Go ahead and do what you got to do on your little screen.
I am an AARP card holder. You don't question me or I'll report you to the AARP. You don't want them at you.
But yeah, so yeah, you too, hoodie. $12 a year, boom, got an ERP card.
I mean, might be worth it. This is a breaking crisis, Kevin. It's a food crisis mainly. But if you love Wendy's, they're finally releasing strawberry Frosties.
Hmm. Yes. I've never really been a Frosty guy by itself, but I love the Frosty McNugget combination.
Yes. So apparently they're testing it in Ohio right now. And if it goes well, you could soon have the three Neapolitan Frosty. Ooh, that's a game changer right there.
Is that how you say it? I always said Neapolitan.
No, it's Neapolitan. There's no I after the T, Kevin.
When I see it, I see Neapolitan.
When I see it, I see it. I can't help it. Wait, so what does your wife call it? What does your daughter call it?
I don't know. It's never come up.
Neapolitan.
I really don't know what they call it.
Some Neapolitan over there. Oh, you got the Neapolitan ice cream sandwich? I'll take that one. It's okay. Everyone knows you avoid the strawberry ice cream anyway in Neapolitan. Politan, not Politian.
Politan. Neapolitan. I gotta write that down. Neapolitan.
But something we've had to learn about, including that Neapolitan isn't a word, is lawsuits with the MCU. And apparently one of them is essentially over. Not officially, you could say, but it's all over. ScarJo has officially settled with Disney in regards to her payment for Black Widow, essentially.
Yeah, girlfriend got paid.
She got paid. As of right now, people are saying $40 million in addition to what she got paid for Black Widow, which, I mean, that's what she kind of wanted, but just to get more payment wasn't really sort of a changing thing how the other MCU lawsuit was we talked about last week with sort of the rights to the characters. But that's good. And the other good thing is she's going to be back in the Tower of Terror movie, which Disney, where is the Steve Guttenberg version? It is time to watch that one on Halloween.
Gee, I didn't know that was Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg. It's from the 90s. It's like, I think the actors they use on the ride were actually, they've made like the ghost or the ghost in the movie.
No, that's another good question. Because like, are they running out of rides for movies with Disney? I feel they've done most of them.
Remember they did Tomorrowland with George Clooney? You're like, this is not what we wanted.
That was the most awkward viewing experience. It was like,
Watched that movie? Thing about I just saw it and I was like, I don't get it. That's not a ride. That's a land.
I actually saw that when I first figured out how to go to screenings for free. That's one of the first ones I saw.
Oh, okay. you were like, thank God this was free.
It was that and then horrible Johnny Depp movie Transcendent. So like, that was just bad.
Man. But yeah, so Tower of Terror, the 90s had a Steve Guttenberg one. I think, who actually was in that movie of Terror? Cast, maybe? Cast, not case. We don't want a case. We don't need a phone case. Oh, Kirsten Dunst was in that movie. I thought ScarJo was actually in that one. No, it was Kirsten Dunst, Steve Guttenberg, and that's really the... Wendy Worthington, who she definitely looks like the old lady keeper from 1997, but still not on Disney Plus, which is unfortunate.
Because I wanted to watch that, because... Like I said, I kind of enjoy Disney's ride movies, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise is getting that in a month, so I'm excited to see that finally.
Jungle Cruise, everybody says it's good. Of course, the Pirates movies. Haunted Mansion was funny back in the day, but it's, you know, it's kind of dated at this point.
It's good for Halloween, and we're supposed to be getting a Haunted Mansion redo in the near future.
Yeah,
2021, I think. 2022? Let me see. Yes. With Lakeith Stanfield and Tiffany Haddish.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to think what other... They could do a Yeti movie, I guess. Like Animal Kingdom.
Expedition. Yeah, Animal Kingdom. They could do It's a Small World, but they're scary. Oh, because remember, Jon Favreau was supposed to do a Magic Kingdom movie before Lion King happened, but then Lion King happened. So we were going to get sort of like a Night at Museum type thing, which would have been dope as hell, I think.
I want to say I read somewhere that may be turning it into a series, but I'm not entirely sure. Oh. I mean, that may be me doing my own writing in my head.
I just want it to happen now, please.
But it was right. That'd have been an incredible movie to watch, Magic Kingdom at night. Like, that'd be awesome.
At night. Dude, taking out the trash at night. But speaking at of Disney night. Plus series, Kevin, this is really dope. It's the bottom link of the Link to Infinity. You might have read this in high school or college, but American-born Chinese, the graphic novel, is actually getting turned into a Disney Plus series, and it's going to have Shang-Chi's director attached to it.
Yeah, I never read this book. Maybe it wasn't in my curriculum.
Yeah, so I was in, you know, one of those gifted curriculums in college. So we were like, we're going to make your first book be a graphic novel. And I was like, this is dope as hell. I'm reading a comic book. Graphic novel, we know they're different. For college and then get tested on it, let's, needless to say, prodigy of what this podcast became. I got 100 on it, and I was the only one that got 100 on the report about it.
I was like, actually, when I was in 12th grade, I had an elective Simpsons class that I took, and I aced it.
An elected Simpsons class? What was this class about?
Watching The Simpsons and breaking down why, I guess, like the humor types. So that I can't remember what it was, but it was like this kind of humor, that kind of humor, this kind of humor. Which humor is it? And then what was the total theme of the episode? And I had already seen all the Simpsons episodes at that point like 5 times anyway. So it was just fun for me.
Now you got the new season that just came out last week. So you get to watch the new Treehouse of Horror, which was all right. It wasn't that good.
They haven't really been scary. Like, they used to be kind of scary. Not just like basically their parody. What's the word?
Parody. Yeah. I know what you're thinking, Kevin. But if you didn't read the graphic novel like Kev did, American-born Chinese tells the story of Jin Wang, an average teenager juggling his high school social life with his immigrant home life. All of a sudden, he meets a new foreign student on the first day of the school year, where even more worlds collide as Jin is unwittingly entangled in a battle of Chinese mythical gods. It was a really dope graphic novel. It won a bunch of awards and stuff. And the cool thing is, like I said, Shang-Chi's director, Destin Daniel Cretton, will direct and executive produce the series. And it's going to straight to series, not like a pilot, which I feel like all streaming services, they don't do pilots anymore.
I feel like the pilot now is just, how does the first season do?
Yeah, like, just give us a 10-minute concept. All right, people want it. We're good.
Exactly. Kind of like Netflix says, we'll give you 3 seasons. That's your pilot. 3 seasons.
James Gunn's making fun of Facebook right now, saying he posted the final Guardians Easter egg no one got. Guess what? Facebook's down still as of this podcast recording. But to keep it on Disney Plus, Kevin, we're on a train right now with the transitions. Star Wars Visions episodes 7 through 9, a Disney Plus series. It's time to talk about them and see how we liked them compared to the other ones, because not gonna lie, they were kind of weaker compared to the other ones. I feel like I didn't have as much of a, like, oh, this is dope as hell reaction.
Yeah, the Elder was good. Episode 7, that one was really cool. I would definitely like to explore more of that. Padawan Jedi, was he a knight or a master?
I couldn't tell. I mean, he was a master in relegations to the Padawan. Cool thing for that was David Harbour was the master, and friend of the podcast Jordan Fisher was the Padawan.
Cool, Kid Flash.
Kid Flash. Kid Flash. And he's
Evan new Hansen, Kid Flash.
The Broadway version. But yeah, it was dope. I think out of the three that we, of this back three, this, it was probably the coolest, because it was literally like, oh, this is what Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon were like sent to go do, sort of like, just, hey, we're peacekeepers. We're keeping the peace in the galaxy. But we never got to see because the Phantom Menace happened.
And then he got stabbed in the stomach.
And in this one, Jordan Fisher got sliced in the stomach, still lived though.
This did have that one thing that kind of keeps me away from most anime. Like, the Elder had really creepy eyes. It was kind of freaking me out.
But that's the thing in Star Wars. Bad guys always have yellowish eyes. And in this, the Elder had yellow-black eyes. And it made, oh, he's a bad guy.
That's one reason why I know it's a great series. And everybody, I still have yet to watch Attack on Titan, because it's just, the animation freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. It was cool because it was like, hey, the Jedi is like, they sense danger. They don't immediately see it. Like, he's in the mountains. Like, all right, let's go attack the mountains. And like, oh, halfway in the episode, like the 15 minutes, like, there's the bad guy. He beats the Padawan. Then we have a showdown in the rain with the lightsabers sort of like fizzing the rain, which is really dope. Oh, it's cool. Just like the tiny animations they get the dude, just hopefully see the movies down the line. Then ultimately, the Jedi destroys the Sith and sort of Sith. And then we're sort of left with a cliffhanger of like, okay, what was this leading to? Maybe.
Yeah, and he said if he had been younger, he might not have been able to beat him, because the only reason he beat him is because of his age, and age is like the one that comes for us all. It's kind of dark, and yeah, he was talking about it.
Then you had episode 8 was Lop and Ocho, which was, if you've seen the trailer, is the bunny one. Whereas the, which is typical anime, you know, they have, they, you know, they fantasize an animal to be human. That's a thing. That's a word. I don't know. Anthropomorphic, I guess, is the word. A furry. There you go. That's what it is.
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan. I thought that this one, the premise was cool, where they adopt Lop, who was the bunny lady, in this family. The dad is like the elder, the leader of the town that the empire is slowly invading. They fast forward 5 years. His daughter, his bloodline daughter, turned to the empire. His adopted daughter still wants to protect home. She gets the lightsaber, which is a cool story of that, like, hey, a Jedi came here and he died and passed us the lightsaber, and we've been keepers of lightsabers, protectors of the town. Even though you're not my bloodline, you can have it. We've seen that story a lot of times. It was cool. I just think it could have had a little more, I think.
Yeah, this one definitely, like, I feel like, moved the fastest out of mm-hmm. The last three. It was 21 minutes, so maybe that's why I felt like it moved fast, because it was like, boom, 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 boom. Now you're a part of the family. Boom, 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 boom. This is a personal traitor going to Empire. I felt it moved really fast. And it had a lot of more of the anime tropes of family and honor and all that kind of stuff, which is fine. But like you said, it could have been, I think, because it was a bunny, it was hard to take it kind of seriously.
It's like, all right, well, let's start. That's the thing. Star Wars, not in the movies, sort of now Star Wars Legends, they had the Buster, the Bunny Bounty Hunter. I think it's Buster or something. Bunny Bounty Hunter. What is his name? I'm going to find out off the top of my head. But yeah, I think this was like, all right, this is the very most anime type that's like more skewed to anime and less Star Wars related, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It was definitely more skewed to anime. Even like the final fight where it was like the whole family fighting together, and they're saying like, no, you can still stop. No, this is the only way. Oh, look at this. It's kind of cool. I can kind of get with it.
And then
it's like, it's yeah. Funny.
And then episode 9, Kevin, was called Akakiri. Kevin, what happened in that one?
Honestly, I don't know. I kind of tuned out. This one was kind of boring for me. I'm not going to lie.
You're valid in that one. It was essentially, you had this Jedi who's sort of like a Ronin, which we've kind of seen in the other episodes, learning what this Ronin is in terms of Jedi, no master. He's essentially runs into this princess he has to restore back to the palace, because turns out her dad's, I think, sister killed him, and she's a Sith. So they get to the palace, they get captured, but then they have this Anakin Emperor Palpatine moment where the Jedi turns to the dark side, accidentally kills the princess, and he says, I will follow you, master, if you heal her. Essentially, Anakin and Padme, what actually happened, and then he turns to the dark side, and that was that episode, really.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I saw him like leaving with the lady. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess they're together now.
Yeah, they're together now. Yeah, I think, like we kind of say with the last one, a little bit weaker. I think maybe it could have been just like, oh, no, we want those beginning episodes we had, the middle episode, the Ninth Jedi. We want, you know, the duel. We want those ones. But we'll see. Maybe in a season 2 we get those. I would say this was kind of like 50-50 par of like really good ones. And then like, I don't really pay attention at all.
Yeah, I think the Ninth Jedi and the duel were the two strongest ones.
Yeah, and the twins. Was another good one.
If they were using this as a litmus test to see what kind of content people want from Star Wars, I think those are the two ones they could probably draw from.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, we got almost 81 minutes of new Star Wars content, and I guess it teeters more towards it was really good than it was like, oh my gosh, why'd you do this?
And it didn't involve any Skywalkers, technically.
Exactly.
The twins, kind of. But no Skywalkers, so this was really, all right, this is your first glimpse of Star Wars, no Skywalkers. Not even popping up for a cameo.
Exactly. Not even any inch of an Emperor either, which is pretty cool.
And there was sort of an R2-D2 and a C-3PO, but you kind of gotta be a sleuth like me and point out what they're referencing.
Well, it can't be Star Wars without cute droids. I mean, come on.
And there are a lot of cute droids, pretty much a cute droid in practically every episode, I think.
I think I don't remember seeing one in The Elder, but most of them, yeah, you're right.
They had ships. Those are different robots.
I mean, one episode, TOB1 was all about droids. Like, everybody was a droid.
That compensated for the back ones not to have droids in it, so you're good.
Yeah, but all in all, I think Star Wars Visions was a success, and I hope they do it again, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Season two. Not season two expanding on any ones they did this year, but it's more, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's really dope to even have this be a possibility. You think, like, 1980s, 90s, you had the Star Wars Droids animated show, which they're getting toys again for that, which you can watch now on Disney Plus. It's a thing. I remember watching that with Brother John. We had the VHSs back in the day, and Like, this is our Star Wars content that got us to Phantom Menace. It wasn't the best, but we had what we had.
You know, I missed the sound of putting a VHS in a VCR and hearing it like cue up. Like, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding. Do you miss having to deal with it broke and you're like, well, I'm done then, I guess.
I don't miss that. I don't miss how, like, pretty much if it's a movie you watched a lot, how it would just degrade after.
Oh, yeah. Or if Blockbuster or any movie rental place would charge you if you didn't rewind the movie. Like, that's not my job. That is your job.
You have machines right there that can do it. Well, what like, do I have to do?
That's like a library telling me, oh, you bent the page. That's 10. Well, actually, you do get charged if you rip the page at a library, but that's different, I guess.
I don't know where my library card is.
Yeah, but do you really need a library card anymore, though, Kevin?
Yes, because my daughter loves the library.
Right, so I guess you're right. You're different. You have a child who can enjoy the cool kids section at the library, not just go to the newspapers.
Actually, it's funny. If you go to the library now, there's a whole section of like games you can rent.
Yeah, I see that. But I feel like the library near me doesn't have that. I'm like, why do I have the one boring library that hasn't modernized with times, still has the 90s modem computer in the library?
Well, I will say the last time I went was before the pandemic started, and they had maybe 10 Xbox One games and PS4 games, but the rest of it all 360 and PS3.
And they're all gone now because people didn't return them.
Oh, quick thing real quick before we get to the next point. Did you get a chance to watch the 30-second Eternal spot?
I did not. I don't think I did. I might have. I saw like it was a commercial for something else I was watching, but I don't think it was the exact one. But tell me about it.
It's nothing, anything new. All we kind of got to see really was more of the Eternals interacting with people in the world.
Okay.
So I thought that was pretty cool. There's one kid that says, like, he has a cape. He said, I don't have a cape. And it shows him shooting out his eye laser beam. So it was more like I did see this.
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And tell you, I think each new spot we're getting from now on, it's getting me hyper for the movie. I'm really excited about it because it's still something we know nothing about.
Well, we got basically as of this podcast recording a month, I mean, we might be able to see it a little bit before. But yeah, I think even the Russo brothers did an Audi commercial with Kumail Nanjiani. Like, he's in character, and it's like, oh, Russo brothers are directing commercial again. I think in that 30-second spot, doesn't it look like Brian Tyree Henry's character has a family, sort of?
Yeah, the family, right? Absolutely right, yeah. It looks like the first half would maybe them coming back together, which was kind of what they said. So that'd be kind of cool to see, too.
I think the only downside to the Eternals is they don't have a name brand villain. I get a lot of the origin movies don't have name brand villains, but Skrulls have a history. Like Deviants, yeah, you can say, but whoever the specific villain Deviant is, you don't really know him by name.
Because there's one shot in the spot where they show, I think, Angelina Jolie talking to one of the Deviants. Like
the one we think she's hooking up with, maybe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely going to be interesting. I'm more interested in what the merchandise looks like for it because I still haven't seen much toys for it yet. And I feel like we should be getting those pretty soon. At least on the shelves.
Like the Funko Pops is like, that's the thing I'm worried is that the merchandise for this is it's not going to be name brand again. Is like, all right, cool. I don't know who this is. Like, great. Shang-Chi, exactly. Like, all right, cool. He's the main person in the movie. But it's like, he's Atropatus. That's not a character in the name. Like, who the hell is Atropatus? Which I'm working at GameStop. Those would be the pops that would go on sale so quickly. Is like the Mortal Engines had Funko Pops. No one bought them because no one knew those characters.
You didn't say Hephaestus. You said Brian Tyree Henry's character. Like, it's gonna be hard to remember their names.
Kumail Nanjiani's character. Jon Snow's character.
Like.
Well, I mean, who knows? That could change once you see the movie, and they hopefully do a good job of establishing that stuff. But I have to wait till then. But I'm excited nonetheless because it's going to be a different take on Marvel movies with an Academy Award-winning director.
That's going to be an interesting part about it. See how an Academy Award-winning director, you know, she hadn't won it when she directed, but still, to see how her vision is of the MCU.
Yes, then a month later, give me that Spidey goodness, baby. Ooh, ooh. Speaking of Spidey goodness, Kevin, I knew where this was going. And I was ready to transition, and Kevin did a great job of teeing it up. And I alley-ooped it in with the Spidey goodness. Let's talk about some Spidey badness right now. Kevin has not seen Venom, Let There Be Carnage. So, Kevin, you have an out right now to take your headphones off or mute whatever is working for you. because for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to go 3 rounds with you in the cage like the Macho Man Bonesaw is ready.
Okay, I will bow out successfully, and then I'll join you back when you're done.
Just come back in 5 minutes. Just make sure, I don't know, make sure I'm still here. And then I'm like, Kevin, and that won't work because you don't have headphones on. All right, you ready?
Do one of these.
Yes, I'll do a wavy for you. So you can take your headphones off. Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. Let's just talk about this movie. It was not a good time. I will tell you that right now. Whether you've seen it or not, I'm not going to give you this. Fine, I'll give you a spoiler-free review of it for 2 minutes before I do the spoilers. I didn't laugh at all during any of the jokes. And I'm not going to lie. I try to be as positive as possible about the movies. But Venom 2 was a disappointment. Not going to lie. I mean, we kind of knew what we were getting into pre-pandemic when it was first supposed to be announced and everything, and then pandemic happened and moved it back, and we still have Morbius down the line, but it really didn't hit the notes. I think Woody Harrelson and Naomi Harris as the villains, she's Shriek, who you might have seen in the trailers, it wasn't really that good. Tom Hardy still, it's weird. You know, Venom, it's fun looking at Kevin. I can see Kevin, but I'm just bouncing walls of ideas on him. It's weird to see Tom Hardy's Venom, like, you're so close. Make this movie R instead of PG-13. And it had been so much better. Instead of having to cut away from heads getting chopped off, which kind of happened in the first movie, we're like, nope, we're going to look at the brick wall or away from this scene for a second. And I can pull up my 60 seconds or less review for you. It's pretty much going to be the same thoughts I had. There is an end credit scene if you haven't seen it. I'll give you that right before. Sorry, me talking. So I'm trying to explain as much as I can. It was cool. I don't think it's worth seeing the movie in theaters. I think if you can catch this on, well, Kevin's now AARP discount card, if you listen to the beginning of this episode, or if you go on a Tuesday where it's like $2 or whatever, sure, it's worth it then. But if you were saving up to make this your first movie in the theaters, post-pandemic, definitely save it for Eternals instead. Or even Halloween Kills, which comes out next week. Matter of fact, later this week, James Bond, No Time to Die. Naomi Harris is in that one too. It's weird that she's in that and then this at the same time. It's 90 minutes and it's really quick, which you think sounds good because we've had Endgame and a lot of movies sort of go towards that 3 hours now. It's like not enough time. Like you need 100 minutes, maybe hour 40-ish. Because I'm like, oh, we're already at the end of this movie. And action scenes, there's maybe like 2 action scenes in the whole movie. And it's still sort of that CGI sort of gore fest or whatever. But that was sort of that. Spoiler rating. Spoilers abound. Spoilers. End credit scene. We'll go right off away. Is that we're in the MCU now with Venom. And it's interesting. It was not like the deal thing we wanted with him getting connected to the MCU where just a portal happens. Venom's talking to Eddie going, Eddie, I cannot wait to show you what happens on my planet. The years of history connected to us, Eddie. And all of a sudden a portal, the yellow sort of time disc, not really that Doctor Strange teleported them there, but multiversal change happened in the background at the end of the film. And all of a sudden, Eddie, while on vacation at a tropical island, is now at a hotel resort, which he got transported to. J. Jonah Jameson pops up, and it is played by J.K. Simmons, saying, Tom Holland is Spider-Man. We all knew that. Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And I'm not sure if it was the same scene that was in No Way Home, but it sure felt like it. And Venom goes, I like him. And it's really weird. But Venom's in the MCU. And I think, if anything, that's good for the character. Because I think he really needs to be relegated to a side character and not be the main focus. Venom is cool as a hero and having his own movie. But this movie sets up another of, hey, guess what? The next one's going to be another CGI monster villain. And it's going to be related to Venom and nothing else. But now to have Venom in MCU and whether they spin this off into the Spider-Verse again, that's great because we can have him go against Tom Holland's Spider-Man and have that back and forth and maybe correct, you know, have Kevin Feige and whoever is directing future Spider-Man movies correct the mistakes sort of that have happened before. I would give it the movie a 6 out of 10. That's be polite. That's because the end credit scene, but don't waste your time on it. And if you do, well, I want to know your opinion. At Andrew Hoodie, don't do at @infinite_pause just yet because Kevin hasn't seen it. Don't want to spoil that. But yeah, it's not the best movie. And if you haven't seen Shang-Chi and you're seeing this in theaters instead, you should have done the opposite, I feel like. And Kevin, I'm going to wave you back in. You're back in. You may come back in and Kevin.
Hello, hello.
Hello. All right. You didn't hear any of that, did you?
Nah, I'm good.
All right, good. Great.
I have a screaming four-year-old in my house right now.
So after Kevin sees the movie, we'll talk a little bit more about how it connects. It's if Kevin ever sees the movie or has his means of seeing it with his senior AARP discount card, which I plugged. Don't worry, Kevin. I plugged that when I was talking about it.
AARP, if you want to throw a sponsor, some sponsor dollars our way, we'll be happy to do it.
I don't think they do sponsor dollars. I think it just goes to the seniors and you, Kevin.
Well, I mean, we're not seniors, but we're senior nerds.
I think there's a lot of older nerds than we are, Kevin. We're spry. We still got that spryness, you know?
I'm spry.
I got
spry. Fat, but I'm so quick.
I got Sprite. Makes me spry, right? So Venom is in theaters. Other thing is, No Time to Die comes out this week. I love that movie. I thought it was really good. Go see that.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yes, Kevin?
Nothing nerdy, but I just scrolling on Twitter, and apparently the reason why Facebook is down is because they just deleted a bunch of code that routes Facebook across the country, or I guess the world. So it doesn't mean that like it's down. It means it just doesn't exist right now.
Oh, I don't even know. Is that better? That might be worse.
I mean, for people that live and die by Facebook, I mean, it sucks. But I mean, I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. It's also funny. I've seen a lot of people like quoting and memeing with The Social Network is that Facebook never goes down. That's what makes us different. And then obviously they went down. And that the Winklevosses are the ones responsible for this hack or whatever.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say that out loud on the podcast on the recorded medium. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right. There you go. But Kevin, speaking of Venom, who looks scary, let's talk about movies that actually are and aren't scary, because next week we kind of thought this out literally today, and beauty of the podcast is because yesterday's didn't really exist. We get to talk about it now. Next week, teasing it out, we are doing our most iconic Halloween movie of all time bracket. Remember when we did the superhero one that people were divisive over because Infinity War pretty much dominated the entire thing? Guess what? We're doing it with Halloween movies. That way Infinity War can't get its grubby little hands in there.
But it's still, technically, it's a horror movie because Thanos was scary.
And you are shocked at the end of it and just quiet. And it was, what happened? Not like this.
I'll never forget that. My wife goes, is that the end? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the end.
End credits? I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll see. We'll see tomorrow. Next year.
So starting on next Monday's episode, we are going to have a full bracket of 64 Halloween movies. Kevin and I are kind of coming out with the list now. So if you have a Halloween movie that is your go-to favorite anytime, whether it is an actual Halloween movie or a scary movie. Scary movies mainly play during Halloween, if you think about it. I know they come out during the rest of the year, but you're really watching them during October.
Shin, I know we're still kind of finalizing this. Is Scary Movie on the list?
It is not on the list. I am tempted to put it on the list. Because here's the thing. 64, we know there's more than 64 movies, even if you just do the sequels. Like, if you put Harry Potter on there, you already got 8 movie slots taken. So we're grouping the movies up going like, Harry Potter, whatever the best one you think is, that's its representative. Scooby-Doo. You can pick the animated Cyber Chase movie. You can pick Scooby-Doo on the Haunted Mansion, or you can pick the live-action James Gunn movies. Up to you.
They're like 17 Nightmare on Elm Street movies, aren't they?
Exactly. There's 100 Halloween movies. Technically, you could say Alien versus Predator and Freddy versus Jason are their own things, but they're in their own universes still, sort of, I guess.
I think if we actually did it like that, we would fill up 30 movies with just the sequels just the of Halloween, sequels. And Elm Street,
fun.
And Freddy.
That's not fun at all. We're just wasting our time on that. We're doing the best one of it all, because there are classics like Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire, Don't Look Under the Bed, Under Wraps. I'm talking about just the DCOMs alone. Then you got Get Out, Blair Witch Project, which has a sequel. We don't talk about that one. Invisible Man. Train to Busan, which is great because actor in that one is in Squid Games. He's the guy who made the games happen, sort of.
How mad would everybody be if, like, don't look under the bed and actually won the bracket?
Well, and that's the thing. This bracket isn't decided by Kevin and I. Unless it's a tie. It's decided by you, the people. So we're going to do sort of how we did last time, where it's based on Twitter votes and Instagram votes. And we'll try to do the math on that, too. Well, you have like 2 days in between the Monday and Thursday, or Thursday and Monday, to vote. Then the next day, we'll decide on podcast, hey, he moves on the next round. And we finish up on like October 28th, which is right before Halloween weekend.
Actually, that works out really well.
Now, if you think Hocus Pocus and Halloween Town are going to go super far, I will let you know. They could be competing against each other next week. And that could be horrible, because then we have to, Kevin and I will give you sort of the discussions of what we think should move on, but it's up to you to decide who moves on.
I mean, if it was my bracket, Ghostbusters would win, because that's just me.
Yes.
But it's not me, it's your bracket.
Yes, and it's also your bracket. It's everyone's bracket. It's the people's bracket.
Everyone's bracket. It's the people's bracket. Cue to rock every smile.
So we'll on Thursday, we'll give you sort of the list of rundown of movies. Those are sort of just the ones we had top of the head of movies that are potentially going to be in the 64. So if we can come up with 100, we got to narrow it down to 64.
100 would be a little bit much.
Well, if you include the sequels, that's easy. Harry Potter's in
the sequels don't mean that hard at all. You're right.
Yeah, but there's one representative per franchise. Twilight just gets the one. Probably just the first one.
I've only seen the last Twilight.
You haven't seen the first one? I don't know which one's the best one. I got to ask Maura which one the best one is of those, because I feel like I would say the first one, but debatable.
But, and spoiler alert, the last Twilight movie kind of made me mad if that awesome fight they had, it was like, no, it actually didn't happen.
No, but they said it didn't happen.
I'm saying, like, but then they showed it first, and they were like, actually, no, it was just a vision. Like, then what was the whole point of the fight? That was a cool fight.
That's what happened, though. The fight didn't happen in real life. They showed you the fight, and you're like, oh, this is how the movie ends? I'm like, this is different than I thought it was going to happen. And like, oh, no, take you back, see, they just talked their way through it.
And then, like, the whole thing in Infinity War was like, actually, you know what? This is what would happen if there's one future, but I'm the Watcher, so I stopped it.
No, they'd be like Captain America and Thanos just talk to each other. Like, yeah, we're good. Thanos, you go over there. We're good here.
Honestly, that never happened in What If. You just talked him out of it.
I made it season classic 2. Star What Lord. If? Hire us. Come on, Disney Plus. Get us.
I'm excited for this. This will be fun. I haven't seen a lot of these movies either before or in a long time. Mm-hmm. So... And also, this gives everybody a chance to go rewatch our Predator commentary if they want
to. Hey, it's great. We got, I think, how many of those do we got? Let me go back real quick. How many did we go in that franchise?
We did the whole thing.
We did all the Predator
movies.
Except
for the new one that came out.
Up to Predator.
The only one we didn't do was the one that came out that year, I think.
And we might just release it on this feed, I feel like. You know, they're just kind of sitting and chilling on the thing. Predator 1, Predator 2, Alien versus Predator, Requiem. Predators, we did, besides the new one that came, well, it's not new, but came out in like 2018. Oh, and we did Venom right after. Wow, what a time. What a time, Kevin.
Those were the days we just got lunch and just talked about a movie for an hour and a half.
All right, well, you know what? Hey, guess what? We're back from the dead. It's a Halloween special. How many did we got of those? Once a week for the next 4 weeks, you're going to get the Predator watches of spoiler territories on this feed. So if you want to watch Predator with us, we're going to put it on this feed once every week of Halloween, baby.
I forgot about F-150.
Exactly. We made jokes. That's when we made jokes in the title. So now we got to be more SEO friendly. You know, whatever. What are you going to do?
Oh, man. No, we can do that again. I have a garage now. We can just go out and watch movies in my garage.
Kevin, we have lives now. We spent 2 hours of work time doing that, and we should not have. And I would leave, and you're like, I got to do work, actually, now.
We got paid to do that. What a time. Well,
we sort of got paid because we didn't tell anyone we were doing it, and they just had the record light on in the studio, and they assumed we were recording something actually good.
I mean, the shows were over. We had 3 hours to kill in our 8-hour day. So, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, you're gonna do. It's how we waste our time, not how you waste our time. Anyway, so Halloween bracket, that's coming at you next week. Thursday will be the last episode, well, for this year, I would assume, of What If Wednesday. They already released. It's the Gamora episode, y'all. It's finally happening. They released the poster for it.
Yeah, has on her daddy's armor, which is kind of cool.
Daddy's armor, which we kind of was like about damn time. We've been waiting for it the whole damn season. So we'll get that. We'll be talking a little bit, maybe if Kevin's seen Venom or not, some of the Halloween movies we've chosen. And then Predator 1 review rewatch will be out maybe on Saturday. That sounds like a good day. Just, hey, you're not doing anything? Watch 2 hours of Predator with us.
I'm F-150.
You know what's going to be funny is releasing that, because that came out, and we're still in the, it came out 2018. Your daughter was only like 2, I think, when it came out.
She just learned how to talk. Yeah, wow.
What a time. I didn't have, Teddy didn't exist.
I couldn't have a conversation with her. Yeah, now I have full conversation with her. Before,
now.
Then it was just like, juice. Okay.
Now you can have her listen to the episode if you wanted to. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't recommend that at all, but it's a lot of...
Really, she may have her mother's genes when it comes to, like, gore. It doesn't faze her at all.
Okay. We'll just have her listen to the episode. That way she doesn't see the gore. She just hears about it.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
We just talk about the guy that's in Black Lightning, and he's in the movie. That's a great time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is in the movie. What is that? That's right.
Anyway, all right, we got peace on out of here. Tons of content coming at you this Halloween ready for you. As always, you can follow us at Infinite _ Pods for sure on Twitter. Instagram, it's there, but you can't get to it.
I think you can probably get on LinkedIn if you're really...
we're not making a LinkedIn for the podcast. It's a little too much. Or you can go to hot995.com/CrisisCrew. We'll have the brackets of movies up probably on Friday just for you to see where we're going. And yeah, get excited. So hyped to celebrate this Halloween with you in the best way possible by talking about things we love. Nerdy news you need to know.
There's always nerdy news happening. And even right now, if it's not nerdy news like, you know, news, but... You can't post anywhere, apparently, right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's nerdy, too. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you on Thursday. My name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you've officially listened to this Monday episode of What, Kev?
Crisis.
On
Infinite
Podcast.